Hello, today is Friday, April the 12th, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Core Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Guy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. Dolores, you're back here weeks in a row.
Oh, I know. It's great to see you, it's Dolores. It's so unlike me, really.
I even thought I wasn't going to bug you about that this week. Oh, well, too late for that now, so.
Well, Jeffrey, we had a nice sunny week at the beginning here, and then it turned rain, which was, that's okay.
Rain is good. Rain
makes the rain. But where did we end up here for the week?
Well, let's see. Old crop was corn in the wheat market. We're up about $3 per ton. Soybeans were down $3 per ton. And new crop, corn was flat. Soybeans down $5. Wheat down $4 and $5. So it was pretty much a negative. I should point out what was up in old crop really was basis increases.
And that's because our dollar lost.
Our dollar got weaker as the week went on, and U.S. dollar strengthened, our dollar got weaker. So really, it was a flat for old crop on the trade, and new crop pulled back a little bit. A few things happened this week here. So we already said about dollar. Oil prices are staying. They're in kind of that mid-$85 range, pushing a little bit higher. But you said the first of the week was sunny, so if we talk about what really affected our market, so I have down here the solar eclipse on Monday.
Oh, really? Did the solar eclipse affect our markets, Jeffrey?
Nowhere. Like weather? Nowhere that I read anywhere, but you know what? I just want to talk about it a little bit. It was a big day for a lot of people. The highways were packed out here, 416.
They sure were.
Almost stop and go traffic, they said, and down Highway 31, 43 and stuff. So.
Yep. Something I think. A once-in-a-lifetime event for many people. So.
Yep. So the I spent most of the time on the phone in the office. But
I did the same thing.
It was got pretty dark. But anyhow, I was kind of surprised that in all the negative that's out there in the market, nobody actually wrote anything about that, saying for some reason that was negative. But anyhow, I just put it down. So moving on, I have down for what affected markets this week. It was our continued wars around the world or conflicts, you know, the Russia and Ukraine, there's always something happening there that can affect prices. And between their bombings and then as they're both trying to ship out product, last week we talked about how China was canceling up to 1 million tons of corn, with majority of it coming from Ukraine. So this week they have confirmed, it was rumors last week, this week they've confirmed cancellations of 300,000 tons.
I was also reading this week about Russia taking over farmland from Ukraine. Did you read anything about that, Jeff?
Oh, no. But that's, well, that was originally when they went in there, they were talking how Russia was taking crops back into Russia, like inventory that they took and that. So it's only natural. You can't trust those Russians, you know. Going to try to corner the wheat market again, like they did back in the 70s.
Yeah.
The great...
That's right. That's why the USDA announces sales
export
now.
Export sales, yeah. Right.
Because of the 70s, the Russian
wheat debacle. Yeah, they basically cornered the market, bought up the wheat around the world and that. So, so now the USDA announces all large sales. I can't remember what the number is that they started. So, anyway, back to the wars here. So, you know, that's kind of a big thing about China canceling because... Ukrainian corn, those 300,000 tons for now, they have to come back to the market to be sold. There were shipments coming up, so that's going to flood the market with that much more corn, and it comes here, they have to sell it. Ukraine has already taken a bunch of taken over a bunch of the markets that Canadian corn, Quebec and Ontario corn, gets exported to historically. So this is kind of another little negative on that. It makes our corn have to keep the price low to be competitive. So, and right now, I don't think our exports are competitive. So, also down here, you know, that the potential, well, the war in Israel and Gaza right now, but Israel did do a bombing there last week, killed a couple of Iranian officials, and there's a lot of people watching to see if Iran is going to do something to Israel, and, you know, the Middle East could be a could blow up in there.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, that is scary. You know, you look at that and go, what if, what if, what if? And
yeah.
So that's even one of the reasons why oil prices are kind of inching up. There's potential there for supply disruptions in the Middle East for that. We keep looking at some outside things. Inflation in the U.S., you already talked about the U.S. dollar was higher.
Mm-hmm.
It's because their inflation was high. They're going to keep interest rates high now. They say maybe one interest rate drop later in the year, November. So it's kept their dollar higher, made our dollar lower. And this week, the Bank of Canada did announce they're keeping interest rates the same for this month. But they said, oh, maybe next month we'll look at a decrease. And so that's actually weakening our dollar. As U.S. is strengthening, ours is weakening, kind of two things. So it's, again, it does support basis levels, but it does make a lot of other things more expensive on the farm than that.
We saw some tractors in the field here at the beginning of the week, Jeff. What about, I'm sure planting progress is underway in the States.
Well, even when you're saying that, the tractors locally, speaking to some farmers up in the Renfrew area, planting barley and spring wheat. I know one guy's got the majority of his spring wheat planted, which is really good. So planting progress in the U.S. does get reported every Monday afternoon. They're pretty much in line. 3% of the corn, same thing, the spring wheat. They're all should be at 2 or 3%. I think the biggest thing coming out of that really this year is that the crop rating for their winter wheat crop, you know, it's at, 56% good to excellent for this year. And that compares to only 27% last year. So that's like that's another negative for wheat prices.
Negative for price, good for production, but negative for prices.
And so that's, you know, just something to keep in mind in the wheat market going forward. I was talking to a couple of customers today about wheat prices, and it's hard to find reasons why corn or soybeans can rally and wheat's even worse.
So
anyway, but the biggest event of the week, those were all kind of smaller.
You mean the solar eclipse was not the biggest event?
Well, that might have been the biggest. I don't know. Who knows? But the
maybe
biggest
maybe not
event,
that affected our markets.
Yeah, it affected our markets. The biggest event that affected our markets was the USDA WASDA report on Thursday. So that's the big, people were looking at their stock side of it for year-end stocks for this, you know, this year here. And so they did increase soybeans and wheat carryout stocks. And soybean exports are lower, wheat exports are lower. But they increased them more than what the market was thinking. So that was negative for soybeans and wheat. And then on the corn side, that's where people were really looking for some change because corn exports have been going stronger than originally projected by the USDA. And ethanol has been using up more product. So they did decrease corn by carryout by 50 million bushels. But the market was looking for 70 million bushels, the average trade estimate, which is kind of funny. So that ended up being a negative that they didn't decrease it enough. So corn actually went down when the report came out on yesterday. And that decrease, I think there was like 25 million more on the feed and export and 25 million more usage on ethanol. Market's probably still looking for bigger increases in them as it goes on. But and what was the other big surprise in the USDA report on Thursday?
Was it a surprise, though? There was no change to the Brazilian crops again.
Yeah.
Once again.
It's not really a surprise. USDA is known for kicking the ball down the way leaving things for the next report. It was a bit of a surprise. CONAB, which is the Brazil's USDA, had a report in the morning, and they did decrease their corn and soybean production numbers a little bit, but USDA didn't. And it was funny. I read a report this morning that historically CONAB has underestimated their soybean production, been pretty close on corn, but underestimated soybean production year over year. So they said they kind of use that as a reason why the USDA is slow to decrease.
Really?
You know, these analysts have to find something to write
about. Yes, I guess so.
So it's, I don't know, things go down the road. Reality is world supply side is still dominating world demand side.
Yep.
And that's, things are going pretty good in the crops in Brazil, like soybeans 70%+ harvested. Their safrinha corn crop, their major growing state, has something like 78% good to excellent rating so far. Like it's, they're getting the weather. Harvest has started in Argentina for both corn and soybeans. they're looking at, you know, even though they're decreasing their numbers a little bit from original projections, supposedly having some insect problems, blah, blah, whatever. But it's still like double from last year, especially on the soybeans and way up on corn because they had the major drought last year. So even they decrease some, the South America is still producing more than they did last year. So supply side's dominating. So locally, let's talk about something positive locally.
We got rain.
Well, we got rain there. We had sun. We got some crops planted. We got some rain now. And it's still early. We could use lots. We could use a bunch more rain, a nice soaking few days for the crops, for the ground, not the crops, the ground. Anybody's got some old crop products stored on their farm, there's direct shipping markets open for all three, corn, soybeans, and wheat. Maybe the prices aren't what people want, but it's there's still some demand there. And the reality is the end users don't have to pay up big time because there's big supply. And it's hard to see exports taking anything out. And I guess a little bit on the negative for wheat, this should be positive corn, but it's not really being much positive because of the supply side, is that the Quebec feed market is using more corn in their grind now because wheat's too expensive compared to corn.
Well, good for corn, bad for wheat.
Yeah, and I'd say it should be a bigger positive for corn, but there's just too much supply out there. It's using up some of that extra supply, but not all of it for right now anyway. So that sounds a little bit too much doom and gloom. But, you know, it was overall, it was a flat week. So that's better than a negative week.
Absolutely. So thanks for tuning in. Hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye for now.